Blog Talk Radio.
All right, fellas, I got some shit to talk about as usual. You know this is June, and it's June 15th. The month is halfway gone. Now, what's significant about that? June is the last month of this semester at SWU. So, shit, in 2 weeks, you're going to have the opportunity to start a fresh semester with me. July through, October? No, July through September. So, get on it. Now, I will admit that this shit this country is going through is affecting my registration. And I'm not getting as many motherfuckers as I would like to get. But as long as there's people coming, I'm cool. But my thing is, don't let it stop you. I'll work something out with you, man. I'm on the real. As long as I could, feel I trust you as you are explaining what we want to work out. But what I want to talk about is obligations. When you have women, well, today, when you have a woman. Anyway, when you have women, you're actually willingly obligating yourself to what you believe, not to the women. Now, in this case, we're talking about this abadabble. So if you believe in it, it does not mean you're supposed to have hoes. But it does mean you see all women the same. And you never in any way want to be related or labeled as a chippy type nigga. Now, what I'm saying is when you dedicate yourself to the life that I live, or people like me live, there's things that come with it. And only fucking with a woman who's playing by your rules is one of them goddamn things. Now, this is the best time of any semester for me. I get to reflect on what I've done. I get to anticipate what I'm going to do. And you motherfuckers get a chance to understand it's getting close. You need to get registered or not. Don't get me wrong, you ain't got to. But I'm just saying this is the best time. Because the proof is in the pudding. You know, I've had many graduates, many dropouts, and what I'm saying is the graduates and the dropouts have the same thing to say. The dropouts, I wish I had, completed it, but the shit is bomb. It changed my life. And the graduates say, I'm glad I completed it, man. I feel so proud of that diploma. This shit has changed my life. See, you square motherfuckers. You know, you run around talking about the problems that you have with women, and you don't realize the problem is how you fuck with them motherfucking women. I mean, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, I wonder, do you motherfuckers, who do you know that knows how to fuck with women? Because what I'm starting to think, but you motherfuckers are scared. You can't handle a real woman. Or do you just fuck with bitches who don't do shit for you? Because a real woman gonna do something for your motherfucking ass. And of course, she's gonna require something in return. But your motherfucking ass ain't making no deal with her. You just, being a couple. She scratch your back, you scratch her back. So what I'm saying is, what would you think of a woman that you was fucking with and you kind of felt like this was your woman, but you realize she fucked with other motherfuckers without getting shit but a nut? What would you think of her? Now, flip the coin, motherfucker. What is she gonna think of you? See yourself, you chippy motherfucker. What I'm saying is, this labadabra that I be spitting is gonna see a rebirth. Because the shit is real, and I'm getting a lot of people just responding to it. Not to these videos. They buying my shit. And within 5 years, I believe there's going to be a rebirth of this shit. Due to me and my OG friends, Tay, you know, other motherfuckers that I done already fucked with and turned out. And see, my friends had to wait paid for them. And they had the nuts to follow it. Now, maybe a few years, but maybe 20 years went by and this abadabba suffered. Drugs, lack of confidence, and lack of belief in the abadabba has made you suffer. Because the motherfuckers generation and a half before, they trip out on this other shit. If it wasn't for motherfuckers like me, white folks, Tay, Filmo Slim, and many more. Shit, I'm not going to just try to list these motherfuckers. There's so many of us that you can reference to get nuggets from that I can say this shit I'm saying. What's more, there's a lot of young motherfuckers out there who want, you know, to get this shit the real way. So they listening to us, OGs. Like my nigga Young Ramsey, like my nigga HD the Great. Young Ramsey, you know, I be kicking it with that nigga. I think he in his 30s. And, he be saying, you know, because when they sound like you're growing, man, keep your dick out there, bullshit bitches, man. And the niggas say, no side pieces for kings, Rosebud. Full course meals only. I love that nigga. I say the same thing in a different way. So I'm going to include what you call those fools who have side pieces. Motherfuckers, you guys today have that shit. The worst thing to be called in my day was a chippy nigga. You could be a chippy if you was a pimp and fucked with bitches that wasn't paying you. You could be a chippy nigga if you claim to be a bitch hustler, and this hustler lived by these rules and you didn't. You know, fucking pussy. A chippy is a person, male or female, claiming this shit one way or another, who will just fuck with whoever, and they don't even have to be about the shit they claiming. Now, if you could tell a bitch, think about this, if you could tell your bitch to never fuck with a motherfucker without getting paid some kind of way, don't you think she should expect you to live up to those same fucking rules as far as not fucking with a bitch unless she's paying you? All right, that's what's good for the goose should be good for the gander, but it ain't. Which is why you motherfuckers don't have no fucking control over the women today. You live by separate rules. And you expect this bitch to listen to your bullshit and watch you go fuck with some bitch that ain't doing shit but having babies. while she go out and get money or whatever. Come on, man. You motherfuckers today are really something. You motherfuckers be talking about, this is a new day, Rosebud. We can't go as hard as you did. And if you believe that, okay. I don't believe that goddamn shit. And I don't see why you would believe it, but if you do, you do. I ain't mad at you. I just ain't fucking with you. Whoever believe that kind of shit won't be a punk. They just do. That's why they believe that shit, so they can feel comfortable. I don't know every goddamn thing, but what I do know, and what many of you don't know, is when to shut the fuck up and listen. Now that shit is as important as knowing what the fuck is saying. Some motherfuckers don't know when to shut the fuck up. We also know what the fuck we want. So besides knowing when to shut the fuck up, we know what the fuck we want. So if we do fuck with you, I would just prefer to just leave all that acting bullshit at home. Now, Denzel Washington is a great fucking actor, but he would have a hard time, or he would have had a hard time playing that role, or a role in that series I was making. Because it was real shit. It wasn't acting. Otherwise, Denzel has always taken roles that fit him. Quiet man, calculating, and not to be fucked with. Okay, but when the script called for that fucking character, that type of character, then they rushed to Denzel. But that motherfucker don't win shit for those roles. Now that Training Day movie, where he played a character we weren't used to seeing his ass play, now that was acting, and he nailed that shit because he can act. He's an actor. Actors who need guidelines are not a good fit for what the kind of shit we was fucking making. Because you got to roll with the punches. It's like ad-libbing. Because we from the streets and shit do not ever happen as scripted. So when it comes to big business, we have to be able to adjust what we think to the business that we're having or handling. And I found that the character can be interpreted to the actor's comfort, but the fucking scene has to be done the way the director sees it. So what I'm saying is, I'm pretty sure this will. He probably, I said he couldn't, but I was just talking shit. Because I wanted to make a point. That nigga could do it. That's why I'm so serious about my goddamn shit. I'm learning a lot of shit still. Now, on another note, when the fuck are you motherfuckers gonna register for goddamn SWU? I'm telling you, man, I got a maybe 40% of what I normally would have right now as far as new students. And, I mean, I can't complain because I have some new students. As long as I have some, I'm doing okay. But my point is, you know I ain't got no fucking patience. And I want my school to blow up. And it's just not. It's surviving like a motherfucker, but, you know, I ain't never been the nigga who wants to survive. I want to live. So I want my shit to get like that. But there's only fucking 2 weeks left before the next semester. Now, come on, y'all. Let's get with it. Get me so we can, you know, make some kind of Oh, 561. What's going on? Hold on, bro. Let me get to you. There you go. What's up, man?
Rosebud.
What's happening?
Man, you know, the power of positive thinking, man. I thought you right on up for a show today. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. I'm, you know, trying to always deliver some positive messages.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, you do. Hey, I got the course, and, man, I'm seeing things happen as far as confidence that, you know, all I could do is just sit back and laugh to myself, just smile to myself, Rosebud.
Hey, man, I'm glad to hear that, man. Stay on that shit, man. You should be in Sidewalk University, but if you're not, it's cool. Just do what you do, but make sure you follow that shit to the letter.
Man, that is an amazing course that you put together. I knew by looking at your videos how serious you is that if you design something, I just, you know, I had to check it out, man. And I am so surprised. I mean, I'm pleasantly surprised at how thorough this thing is.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, bro, but there's a few people on here. Let me get the next one.
For sure.
619, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud?
Nothing was happening.
Just had a little question, man.
Come on.
How do you be selfish and conceited?
Wait a minute, man. Do you know what selfish means?
Thinking about yourself?
Well, you have an idea of what it means. Do you know what being conceited means?
Not caring about other people?
Not really, man. So, see, that's the thing. You don't even know what those words mean. So that brings me to ask you, why haven't you found the definitions? Selfish means you Selfish means you put yourself first, not necessarily above others, but you're not going to let anything happen to yourself. To you. You are looking out for you because you know no one else is going to look out for you. Conceited is believing wholeheartedly in what you think to the extent that the average person would have a hard time trying to tell you something that's going to change your mind once you've made your mind up. Now, what I'm saying is, with those definitions, do you think you still would need to ask the question, how do you be that way?
No, I got it.
So what I'm saying, what I said, what did it tell you?
To not put yourself above others, I guess.
No, man. It says you just ask questions to be asking because you already have the answers. You already seen you didn't know what the fuck selfish or conceited mean, but you lazy and you didn't want to look the shit up. You better call and ask the motherfucker what do it mean, and then you go for what that motherfucker say, and you still won't know shit because you don't know the definition. You just go in for what somebody said, bro.
Okay.
Wake yourself up is what I'm saying. You got to educate yourself, man. You can't be asking questions because you're subject to the fucking answers. What if this motherfucker want to play you? Come on, man. Life is real, man. It just so happens you could ask me a question. I'm going to answer it, but I'm going to school you on asking questions. The question you ask 9 out of 10 times do not have to be asked because you cannot ask the question about a particular thing without having some thoughts on that thing, and those thoughts you have is enough to guide you to find the answer. If you wasn't fucking lazy, bro. That's just the way I feel. All right, hey, 772, what's up?
What's up, OG? Man, I just want to say, man, keep going. Keep doing your thing, blessing these streets. But I just want to talk on a topic on the side piece you just said earlier, man. A young nigga just lost his life, man. The nigga Trouble, I don't know if you're familiar with, bro. He a rapper out of Atlanta. But right. Cats out here playing stupid games, you know what I'm saying, where their life's putting their life in danger just to be a little side piece when they could be the whole course meal, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's just settling for less, you know what I mean?
That is settling for less, but what I'm saying is what a motherfucker giving up, everything. Everything.
You feel me? Straight up.
So I'm saying, man, a side piece, fuck a side piece, man. The bitch, you can have six bitches, and they all be your main motherfucking bitches, because they all know what
Hell
the fuck
yeah.
you want, and they all dealing with what you want. When you dealing with bitches,
straight
that's
up.
When you got problems. Yeah, that's good
Straight
shit,
up.
Bro. All right, 336, what's up?
Hey, what's going on with you, Mike?
Nothing's happening.
Can you break down what the definition of ism is?
What the definition of ism is?
Yeah, like what exactly is ism?
Ism is the study of something. Socialism, I'm saying analism, it's all the study of whatever word the ism is attached to, study of social outcomes, study of analytic data, you know. Ism
all right,
I'm not talking about
analytic data, I'm talking about gain, I'm talking about ism in relation to gain.
Bro, if you do something and you believe in it, and there's particular rules to it that you follow to do it, and you know, prospering, that's ism about the game. But I don't even think you got no fucking game. Why would you ask that?
Why would I ask what ism is?
Yeah.
Because you motherfuckers can't really give you no straightforward answer as to what a lot of these words associated with gang mean. A lot of that
hey,
shit
hey,
is just
hey, bro, listen. You know why? Because they're speaking English. English is the only language where when you want to say go left, you can say a whole bunch of goddamn things, 40 different things. In every other language, whatever word for up, that's the word. There's no different words to mean up. So what I'm saying is, as far as ism, it's going to be a whole bunch of different versions of what it is. Because people break it down, water it down, so they can explain it to fit what they're doing. Ism is about what you think and believe you do every day, going to get your money, paying your bills, living your life. I don't give a fuck what you do. Gamble, rob, whatever. Pimp, whatever. That's ism.
So it's the belief in whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, so it ain't got nothing to do with talk game. It ain't got nothing to do with how you move in the game. It ain't got nothing to do with none of that.
Hey, stop,
it's just
bro.
Stop.
I didn't say none of that. Because if you believe in what you believe in, you going to make sure you moving right. You going to make sure you doing the right thing. Because you trying to represent what you believe. I know you quiet now because you can't give me no bullshit. You bullshitting, man. You don't believe that shit you asking. You don't need to know that shit you asking. You just asking that bullshit. I ain't mad at you. See how quiet you are? Because I didn't bust you, man. I ain't got time for this shit. Hey, 707, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? Yeah, he got quiet. It was like you was a Ghostbusters and you busted it.
Hey,
ass.
I'm trying to
As
tell
that,
you, man. Motherfuckers get quiet and they get shut up by the truth.
Yeah, he's like in the library or at a funeral parlor or something. You talk to him. It's Jaden.
What's up with
you,
brother? What you got?
Man, I'm doing push-ups and I'm a fellow martial artist. I do judo. But I wanted to ask you because you got the answer for everything. how do you deal with when people pass away, death? What do you say to people when people die? You got more answers than the wise man, dumb motherfuckers from Bethlehem.
Hey, listen to
and
this,
I want you
bro.
Bug.
Wait, listen to this. In the past 2 weeks, I think you guys remember, 2 weeks ago I went to a nigga Jew funeral. A few days after Jew died, Hollywood Jean died. A few days after Hollywood Jean died, Nick Barkley died. A few days after Nick Barkley died, I'm sure you guys remember that girl that I tried to sponsor my videos with, Sheila G. Somebody killed her.
Oh, fuck, man.
I done lost four motherfuckers. Listen, bro. I done lost four motherfuckers.
Grim Reaper's out in his
in the last 2 weeks. And there is nothing you can say other than what you really feel for whoever you're talking to at that moment. I mean,
yeah, what's
it,
all,
it ain't
what's
no
all,
right
what's out straight out of your heart?
It ain't
how,
no
how do you
right.
deal with the stress? Do you work out? Do you walk? Do you listen to certain music?
No, fuck
what's
no,
fuck
man.
You?
No. I don't do none of that silly shit.
Yeah, cause I mean, I don't cry too much, but I'm just saying, I wonder what Bud does decompress, de-stress with his bullshit. Cause
hey,
it
bro,
is a good question,
I
think. I
just told you what I do. I deal with
and
it.
And I love,
we
gonna
with
deal with that shit.
Hey,
all right, Bud,
man,
I'm gonna hang
you
up.
Wanna talk to me?
You said, Dodge,
so, you,
my boy.
So, you, man, fuck you.
Love
you won't even shut your goddamn mouth so I can talk to you. Who the fuck you think you are? 437, what's up with you?
Hello, Rosebud. I hope you're doing great.
What's happening?
Very quick. I'm trying to join the Sidewalk University, but no disrespect at all. Your website is very confusing. I really searched, scoured by just...
Hey, are you talking to me on a speaker?
I know I'm on a headset, actually.
Can you take that shit off so I can hear you?
One sec. I think I'm in an echo room. That might cause it. Just give me 2 seconds. Right, quick.
Okay, what do you want?
Perfect.
Now
I'm
I can hear
better
you.
Now.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I'm just trying to find a... I'm just trying to sign up for the Sidewalk University, but I can't find much information on it except a little template.
Hey, bro, go to Rosebud the Author. That's my site. Tell you everything.
Rosebud the Author. Rosebud the Author.
Rosebud the Author. RosebudTheAuthor.com.
Awesome. Thanks, Rosebud. You have a good one.
You too, bro. See you guys. This is what, whether you believe it or not, this is what I like. I like talking shit, but I'm not going to be talking no bullshit. I like straightening motherfuckers out because they need to be straightened out. But more than anything, I like how what I do attracts motherfuckers to Sidewalk University. That's what I really like. I don't give a fuck about talking shit. I ain't got to talk shit. If motherfuckers would come to Sidewalk University without me having to do this shit, you'd see me gone. I want to be able to do something really significant for the community in the name of Sidewalk University. Shit. What I'm saying is this. We need to just get with it. Because when you a doer, and not a sayer, you must make sacrifices. You just have to do it. Sometimes it's as little as getting up earlier than normal. And sometimes it's making a decision to cut one of your goddamn friends loose. These kinds of decisions are what make you grow. I say, decide. I have, and I decided to keep chasing this motherfucking ghost I've been chasing since I left the game. I'm not afraid, believe me, because I caught a ghost before. I caught a ghost when I turned out and became Bud. There's a new and more elusive ghost out there for me to chase. And I have been chasing that motherfucker for many years. I didn't call him too. I've cornered him. I've gained from him. And I'm closing in on catching this motherfucking ass. So what is getting up a little early compared to catching that fucking ghost? I'm a doer who dreams of things to accomplish, not a sayer who say the same shit I say, but that's it. That motherfucker who's a sayer gets thrills simply saying what he's gonna do. Me, I get pleasure in doing what I say. I'm a selfish freak. It's almost the best feeling I can get these days. I don't fucking do drugs. So why not OD on my motherfucking ass? I know motherfuckers out there don't want me, my bragging ass, you know, to succeed. And I might not. But I also pleasure myself in knowing how many of you admit that I be doing shit. I be doing shit, I say. 925, what's happening?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, bud. But it's funny you talking about doing shit you say. I've been really this past month watching a lot of your videos. And I've noticed you got, like, a strong emphasis on, like, applying what you say you're going to do or, like, following through with you, your plans and goals. And I can almost say that it opened my third eye, bud. I can almost say it opened my third eye. Like, the world literally looks different right now. Like, having to, like, put yourself in position to, like, you know, not test yourself. You have to say test yourself, but really find out what you're about. Because I feel like today a lot of people, they don't, like, find out if they can do what they say. Like, they get stuck in there.
Hey, let me ask you a question, man. What are you about?
I'm about keeping it pure with myself and improving and getting to where I want to go. Like, right now, it's really a huge focus on getting where I got to go.
What are you doing to get you to those goals or that goal?
I've been going out, reaching out to people that are in positions or and I play basketball first and foremost. I make music and I'm in a fashion. So like I'm trying to use those three to, you know, make a living and do, you know, just make a living. And the way I came up, I ain't really have like a mentor or like a any type of guy. So like running into you and like and I always been like a astute learner, like somebody that observes and I've been lethal with that. So when I started watching your stuff, Shantae, I was like, all right, there's a whole other side to the game. And, like, first of all, I'll say thank you, man, because I'm probably saying a lot right now, but, like, you put – y'all open my eyes.
Well, bro, what you doing, you saying a lot, you're right, but you don't have no direction. I mean, you said what you want, and I believe it. You said three things that you were doing, music and basketball and something else. But what I'm saying is I'm not saying you're going to choose one of them. I'm saying you don't sound young enough to have so many options so that you don't have a specific goal.
Oh, no, no, okay, you, okay.
How old are you? 22.
I'm
25. 25? All right, you way too old to be saying that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You need specific goals. What's your specific goal? You was getting ready to cut me off to say you got it, so let me hear it.
My specific goal for basketball right now, I'm going to
play for my country. No. If you're 25, I ain't saying you can't play. You probably can play like a motherfucker. You know, you would already be doing your basketball shit if that was what you're serious about.
Yeah.
Wait, don't get me wrong. I ain't cracking on you. I ain't, you know, doing nothing. I'm just being real.
Yeah, I'm hearing you out.
So what I'm saying is that's not your real goal. If it is, you know you ain't going to get it.
Why you say that?
I'm not saying nothing can happen. I'm not saying some motherfucking coach from whatever team could see you and want to fuck with you and take a chance. But I'm saying that's highly unlikely at this point. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying stop playing basketball. I'm saying that can't be your focus on success. Because if you don't get chosen, listen, if you don't get chosen, what have you done? Fail.
Absolutely.
Well, why would you set yourself up for that?
No, I have a plan. No, this is, I'm still using basketball for, like, to further myself. Like, my first original, I'm going to go play for my country. They have, like, good connections over here with a few coaches in America. I'm just going to get well-connected because I do also want to be a trainer. And just, I just want to be in the basketball community, like, embedded in it. And I feel like this is the next step. Like, I don't feel like I'm using my player. I'm not going to use my player status to get me where I'm going.
Bro, I'm going back to what I said. Decide on what the fuck you want to do, man. And focus on it. Because, you know, just from basketball, now you want to be a trainer. And if we keep talking, you're going to change to whatever the fucking flow is. Because you ain't got no decision. Make one, man. Mm. Decide what the fuck you want to do. And chase it. You guys, that's what's wrong with you guys. You got one foot over here. You got another foot over there. And you're trying to put a third foot some other motherfucker away, and you ain't got but 2 feet.
So, bud, you don't think you could... You can't go for more than one thing at once?
Do what?
You don't think you can go for one thing at once? More than one thing at once? Well, at once? Yeah.
Bro. Hold on.
Now you can't have multiple goals at
once. I gotta call you back. I'm saying this, man. I know I do not try to do 2 things at once. I am not saying I only think of one thing. I'm saying that if I think of more than one thing, I'm choosing one of them to fuck with. And the other one waiting. I ain't even got enough to fuck with both of them because I'm halfway fucking with both of them. That means both of them ain't getting done.
But 24 hours is a long, that's a long day. You can get a lot of
Hey, if you believe that, keep doing it, man. Don't let me talk you out of it.
No, Buck, I'm trying, I trust your word.
No, you're not, man.
You're
trying to convince me that you know what you're talking about. You ain't got to. I believe you know what you're talking about. Do the shit. That's what I'm saying. I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't care what you choose. I ain't said that. But you ain't chose all right, shit.
All right, so I got another question, though. So
what's that,
I have two, so obviously, I have different things I'm trying to go for at once. So let's say each thing has different rewards or different things that the other does, that the other one may not have. So I have to just stick to that one that, like, you get what I'm getting at? Like,
no, I don't know what you're getting at, man, because you're trying to be rewarded before you even get something. You ain't even did
anything
about rewards.
Like, let's say I go fully with music or fully with basketball.
Hey,
they
bro,
come with two different lifestyles.
Bro, get real, man. You playing. I ain't got time. I'm gone. Private fucking number. Who the fuck are you? If you one of them fucking bullshit motherfuckers, I'm hanging right up.
Oh, no. I'm not here to bullshit. Can you hear me, Mr. Rosebud?
Yes, I can hear you. What's up?
Yeah, there's a little bit of delay in the voice because I'm calling from abroad, so you're going to have to excuse me. I have a problem saying getting over my ego when I want to approach a woman, especially at places, at work, for
hey,
example,
stop,
or
stop,
when I do
stop,
my
stop, internship. Stop. I don't know where you're from, but if whatever problem you're having, it's not your ego that you're trying to get over when it comes to talking to a woman. Your ego would promote you talking to a woman because your ego makes you think you're a motherfucker. Now, maybe you don't realize you have jitters or fears or whatever the fuck, butterflies in your stomach. Is that what you're talking about?
This could be true, yeah. This could be true. I mean, yeah. I mean, this could be
true.
I don't want to hear that.
The reason I'm saying this shit is I can only listen to the words you say. And if you say something that don't sound right, I got to see. So it's not your ego. It's what do you think it is? It's how do you get over the fear? How do you get over the jitters? Or how do you get over that anxiety feeling, that anxious feeling as far as your stomach? Which one of those apply?
It could be a mix of being anxious and not really not wanting to hear a no, because I don't ask anybody for anything, and this no would, like, oh my god, like, I don't even have to. Sometimes I think, all right, whatever, but I don't want to hear it, you know. I just don't want to hear it.
Hey bro, check this out. Sounds to me, and I'm gonna use the word that you're gonna take out of context, sounds to me you scared of rejection.
This could be it. Yeah, this could be it, man. This probably.
Well, listen,
yeah,
to
I don't
want to
get rejected because.
No, listen. Who do you know want to get rejected?
Nobody.
So what I'm saying is you're not feeling anything that every other motherfucker don't feel as far as getting rejected.
True.
No. You don't know how to deal with it. So you let rejection handle you instead of you handling rejection.
That is correct. That is
so
correct.
So then why don't you realize that and sign up for my goddamn school for my July semester so you can actually learn what the fuck I'm talking about. Because one answer is not going to do anything but open a can of worms.
That is correct, Mr. Rose. But about your website, I don't find any website under your videos or in the comments or anything. And
hey,
I opened one website.
On all of my videos that have the website, rosebudtheauthor.com. Write it down, man. Rosebud. R-O-S-E-B-U-D-D, the T-H-E, author, A-U-T-H-O-R, .com.
Yeah.
Everything is there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Sign
up. I'm gonna definitely check it out, man. I do want to say, yeah, I mean, I'm going to check it out, definitely. But sometimes, you know, sometimes I really have the courage to do it, like, really, absolutely, 100%. Whatever, like, I don't give a fuck. But sometimes I like to say,
you know,
pussy out. Like, I don't want to.
I'm about confident, and I know you can be shown how to be confident, and you just have to know what to believe in, know what to look for, to believe in. And that's all about that. First, you can look at yourself and believe in you. And that's the process.
The voice is really breaking up. You're really breaking up.
Just sign up, bro. Go to my site. Just see what you do to sign up, all right?
Hi, man. Hi. Hi. Thanks.
All right. So, it's almost the best feeling that I can get doing what I fucking say. Just when I do what I say I'm going to do, it's just, it just does something to me. And I might not succeed, but I just get pleasure from trying so hard. I'll be trying to do shit I say I'm going to do. Now, if you're not careful, when you start making a lot of money, you can easily be swayed by what your money represents. You gotta always remember this. You make money. Money don't make you. Now let me explain crumbs to you. That statement I made is not only true. If you said it at the right time, just said it at the right moment, it would make you look and feel much bigger than you are. But what that statement means is whether you have money or not, what you think is much more important than what people perceive of you. Who you are is what's important. That's worth billions. Now's the words of the rise, and another reason you should be fucking with me. Not them other square-ass guru motherfuckers with 30% of the information that you need. What they did, or what they do, is capitalize on fluff. They talk about, you know, the outskirts of what motherfuckers like me and Tate talk about. They don't talk about the nitty-gritty. Everything is getting pussy to them. You know, you talk about getting some pussy, see how many motherfuckers flock to that bullshit, but that's fluff. These motherfuckers don't talk about getting bitches. You ever see a bitch come without her pussy? You ever seen the pussy come without the bitch? Yes. You can get the pussy and you miss the bitch all the way. But if you get the bitch, you'll never miss the pussy. Just some game. I mean, you know, that's what most of the fucking hoes are telling you about on their shows. Fucking the bitch good and all. Man, I don't be talking about none of this shit. I might not be able to fuck shit. I don't know. I mean, I do fucking, but I don't know how good it'd be. I don't be fucking me. The bitch be fucking me, so I be saying her pussy good. I don't know the bitch be saying, except for I know that she be coming back. The real shit I kick is what them fluff motherfuckers cannot and will not ever try to talk about. Because they not about it. It's on them, not in them, like it is with me. So, who you gonna call? The luxury of a real motherfucker. Now, while you preparing for your day, I have done quite a bit for the next 24-hour period, but since my 24 hours is whenever I want it to be, it starts and ends with me. So, now, people, you got to understand what dope is. Dope is something that makes or compels you to do something. Not something. It. It compels you to do it. My life is pure fucking dope. Because not only does it compel me to live it, I'm fucking hooked on it. Sometimes I wish I was one of them motherfucking dudes who get thrills on the lights. I used to get hella lights, you know, on the shit that I would say. I don't even pay attention to lights, or I've been not paying attention to lights. I get off on comments. I like to see what the fuck your response is to what I said. You know, I want to see what I say make you think. Now, how can I know you think if you don't write a particular comment? How can I know how you think if you don't put it down in that comment? That's why I fuck a like in my book. I ain't care about no like. It's easy to get on the motherfucking wagon and ride. It's something quite different if you driving that motherfucking wagon. Then you're responsible for the tour. We all equipped with the same tools at birth. And that's a mind to incorporate all the things we learn in a fucking ability to make what we learn work for us. What's difficult is for each of us to keep our individual lives separate from the rest of the world's fucking population lives. You motherfuckers want to live like everybody else. If you take the time to seriously concentrate on your motherfucking life, you will see the only way you can assist any motherfucker is know who the fuck you are and what the fuck you want out of your goddamn life. 323, what is up? I see you home here. Get over there!
Have a relax, son.
Huh? Yeah. I said relax.
Who relax?
Throw the headline. Well, don't yell, Sonny boy. Okay?
Do you have a question, man?
Yeah, I do. I want to find out what that headline actually means. Who are you obligated to, what are you obligated to? What exactly do you mean by that?
Who are you obligated to? I am obligated to my motherfucking self. And what am I obligated to about myself is to make sure I do what the fuck I say the way I say it. Now, who are you obligated to?
So you're obligated to do whatever you say the way that you say it, even if you're wrong.
I don't be wrong, bro.
Well, there's a problem right there. Everybody's wrong.
Okay,
I'm wrong,
man. So, hey, wait. If everybody's wrong and you believe that, then why can't what you just said be wrong?
I just finished saying I'm wrong at times. So if
yeah,
I'm wrong
I'm
about that, that means I'm right all the time.
No, bro, you said everybody's wrong. Why can't that be wrong?
And then I said, yeah, everybody's wrong, even I'm wrong at times. So everybody is wrong at times. Nobody.
All right, bro, thanks
correct.
For the call, man. So what I'm saying is, man, I'm not into no philosophical debate. Whatever the fuck you believe it. I don't give a fuck. Shit. Damn, 516. Are you there new? I don't remember your number. You there, 516?
What?
Okay.
What? No, man, I'm just sitting here, man, enjoying the show.
Okay,
can
cool.
Can I stay in the queue? I'm good.
All right. See, what I'm talking about is you, knowing who the fuck you are. You don't need to do shit like that last caller did. He's asking a question that has no answer because he know that it could be either what I think or it could be either what he think. It could be what some other motherfucker think. It could be some unwritten thing neither of us think. Who gives a fuck about those kind of answers? Him? And he won't need to care about that shit. Figure the shit out that I just said who the fuck you are. And you just figured out one of the biggest and greatest puzzles on earth. After all, that's all life is, figuring out the pieces of the puzzle that applies to you. Now, on the other hand, the other night I went out to get some shrimp. And I ordered, went back out to my car to wait for the food. I saw this bad white bitch pull up in a little sports car. It wasn't a Porsche, but it really looked like a Porsche. You know, I'm in my caddy. And when I noticed her, you know, my windows are tinted. You know, so I raised the fucking windows down on the passenger side. You know, and she's getting out. I got my little jazz playing and shit. I spoke to her, and she, you know, smiled and turned to go in the market. And then, once she did a double take. So when she did that double take, I tooted at her. And I motioned her to come in here. And as she approached, I figured I was going to say something to her. So I said, after you order, if you give me 15 minutes of your time, you might find yourself to be at a point of no return. And she smiled broadly as she was about to reach my car. And then I said, my name is Rosebud. And before I could finish, that bitch said, the pimp? I was going to say something slick to the bitch, but before I could, that bitch had turned around and rushed to her car and left. This didn't even go in the order. That shit was so goddamn funny. I cracked up to myself. But then I said, that's what I get for wanting to go down in history. That bitch didn't pose a no me. She ain't never paid me. I know I ain't the only motherfucker. I ain't the only one who want to go down in history. who besides me have the nerve to want to go down in history? I have played from the very motherfucking beginning of my career in the streets. One day motherfuckers gonna read about me and it ain't gonna be in no obituaries. And I meant that when I said it 35, 40 years ago. And I mean that motherfucking shit now. When I say it, I'm going down in history as some motherfucker who contributed. 437, what's up?
Rosebud, it's me again. I was on the website, and I still can't find it.
You can't find what?
I just can't find a sign up for the Sidewalk University.
No, man, you got to go to where it says SWU. You go there, and it tells you what to do. You go to PayPal if you want to pay the price. You go to PayPal. You send the money, and then I send you the material and sign and give you the link to come to the group, but you can't come until July. So it's never going to say how to do it. It's just going to tell you what to do. Now, I'm telling you, it says in there to go to PayPal, choose the Send Money tab, and send the money to AskRosebud@gmail.com. And then I send you what you need.
Okay, that clarified a lot. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, bro. You know it.
Right.
So the thing about me, I am going to contribute. I ain't just contributing to the street life I live. I'm going to contribute to the world at large. Just watch and see. I'm telling you, my books, I done wrote 20 of them. The games I invented for children, I done made 3. The education I'm sharing with dudes, I'm doing at Sidewalk University. I also have quite a few new entertainment ventures that's going to, like, well, those I'm not really looking at like that, no. I take that back. But I'm mentioning the history of the do-gooders. That's going to be me. You might not realize it, but I have aged gracefully and haven't had a whole bunch of motherfucking years. And what's surprising is I'm still doing interviews. It amazes me how motherfuckers be wanting to interview me. You know, magazines, all kind of shit. But there must be reasoning behind why they still searching me out for these interviews. And you know what I think it is? I think they're still dying to speak with me because they know I really pimp like a mad Russian. And my pimp hand has forever been ingrained on people's minds. At one time, pimps were great men worthy of praise and accolades, all of them that we received. But in 20 years from now, which few of you motherfuckers will have laid down a path to be remembered by? That's what it's all about, fellas. We all want to go down in history, being remembered from what you did here on earth. No matter what you think, there will be a few of you motherfuckers who really put it down properly. And you're going to be remembered for what you've actually done. I'm going to be remembered. Because some of the motherfuckers I work with start out so insecure. They be wanting me to do the shit for them. But, you know, I don't. I wasn't into that shit when I was in the streets. So I ain't into shit now. I ain't shady, but, you know, that shit started me to thinking. And it made me decide it was time to start Sidewalk University. You're just lucky. Because I really decided to do it. And I'm going all the way with it. Sign up for Sidewalk University. Let me teach you the ins and outs of being a master of conversation, to being so secure that you know what to say. You know when to say whatever it is you're going to say. That's from security. All right, I'm out. God damn it, girl, why do you keep fucking with me while I be doing these videos?